Hi, my name is Kelly Trudgeon. I am a safety consultant and I am the owner of 406 Safety. Today, I want to talk to you about cloth face masks, surgical masks, and N95s. Before we get started today on talking about the differences between a cloth face covering, a surgical mask, and an N95, I would just like to talk about the CDC and the current COVID pandemic. Now, we all know since this pandemic has started, that the recommendations have consistently changed from the beginning to where we are now even, and they probably will continue to change because the fact is the virus hasn't been out long enough for us to really know everything that it does. So I recommend that you continue to check the CDC because the people that are at the CDC are continuously getting the latest research and the latest updates from the most recent testing. So that would be the go-to place to figure out what's best for your situation at any given time. And that's just cdc.gov, and that's the Center for Disease Control. A cloth face covering is usually composed of just any material that you can pick up yourself. And it could be an old t-shirt, you can go to the craft store and buy material. People are selling them all over. I've sewn a couple hundred since this whole thing has started. Material's all different. There's no way to test it. It's not consistent. I mean, you can pretty much use a face covering out of anything you want. Actually, there are some materials out there that you would not want to try to make a face mask out of, like vinyl or plastic. Or I see people or pictures in magazines of like chains and all this fancy stuff that's just completely non-existent. It's just there for decoration. And don't do that. Cloth face covering should have two layers of material, and it should cover your nose and your mouth. So let's talk about our breath. When we talk about cloth face covering, they're used to keep the wearer from spreading their breath. Our breath is actually composed of water droplets. Think about when you've breathed on a mirror or on a window, you know, write your name in the window, or even breathed on a pair of sunglasses to clean them. So the idea of a cloth face covering is to stop the spread of the water in our breath. I like to use the garden hose analogy. You take a garden hose and you're spraying water and you have your water stream and you take a window screen and you hold it up and you cut off the water stream. Well, you can't really stop that stream of water. Some is still going to get through the screen. It's just changing the trajectory of where the water is going. And that is why we use a cushion of 6 foot social distancing so that the water droplets that are getting through the mask can't reach us. The trajectory is a little bit different. They travel a little bit shorter distance, and that's the idea. Next, we're going to talk about surgical face mask. A surgical face mask is rectangular in shape, just like you would make a cloth face mask. It has two loops on the sides for the ear. It's not tight fitting. It's not considered to be a respirator. It's just a face covering. It's made of polypropylene material. Its use is to protect a patient in a healthcare setting from aerosols or respiratory droplets from the wearer. So you'll see those a lot in a hospital medical setting. And the reason why they're used mostly in those settings is because they have been tested and they are regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They are not considered respirators. Anytime you wear an N95, you are required to be medically evaluated and fit tested because N95 is considered a respirator. And so if you have employees that are wearing respirators, you need to enroll them in a respiratory protection program. And part of that program is having fit testing. Well, first of all, you need a medical evaluation, and after the medical evaluation has been filled out, it needs to be reviewed by a licensed healthcare professional. And when that licensed healthcare professional reviews that medical evaluation, they will determine if a person is fit to wear that respirator or if they're going to need further evaluation to determine if they are in fact going to be able to wear a respirator, because anytime you put somebody in a tight filtering face piece, which is what a respirator is, it adds resistance to your breathing, which taxes on the heart and lungs. So if you have any underlying condition, it could make a greater risk for that individual. An N95 with an exhalation valve would not be a good choice during COVID. It allows the wearer's breath to escape into the environment. If you're wondering about respiratory protection and compliance standard, you can go to OSHA.gov. It's under general industry 1910.134. And within that standard, they have templates that you can print out for medical evaluation and also fit testing guide. Before I go, I'd like to touch on a couple more topics. The first one being that there's N95s and KN95s. The N95 is manufactured in the United States and it is approved by NIOSH for occupational setting. For healthcare settings, it's approved by the FDA. A KN95 is similar to the N95 and it is manufactured in a different country, usually China. It has not been tested by NIOSH, so it is not an approved respirator in the United States. But during COVID, they are making some exceptions because it is similar in nature and does have similar testing. However, you can go onto NIOSH's website and they do have a list under their COVID tab, temporary approved respirators. The second thing that I want to talk about is whenever you change the make and model of your respirator, you need to fit test in the make and model of the new respirator. So for example, if you use an N95 and you run out and you start using KN95s, you need to fit test your employees in the KN95. Now, all of the fit testing requirements are for occupational use, but keep in mind that if you're using an N95 for personal use, and you have asthma or you have some underlying condition, you should talk to your healthcare provider because it does put resistance on your breathing and it is taxing on your heart and lungs. Thank you for joining me and listening to today's podcast. I'm excited to announce that I'm going to be starting an online course for small business owners starting in January. Until then, I'm going to be doing some giveaways when individuals go onto my website and sign up for my mailing list. So if you go on to 406safety.com at the bottom, you can subscribe to my mailing list. And at the end of October, I'm going to give away a 406 safety hat, which is super cute with my Moose logo. You'll enter to win and I'll announce the winner on Halloween. So until next time, bye.